Filius meus est tu, ego odie genui te, tu es sacerdos in aeternum. You are my son, today I have begotten you, you are a priest forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. How sweet to us, we the sons of Mary, the Blessed Virgin, our Queen, to celebrate her Annunciation in the Easter season with the dulcet notes of Alleluia. Alleluia is that mystical word that literally combines praise with the holiest Hebrew name for our Lord God. All praise to Yahweh, literally, all praise to He who is. It is the jubilant cry of redeemed people, invited as we are indeed by the grace of the priesthood of Jesus Christ, to participate in the innermost mystery of the divinity, to know God as He knows Himself. Just as the divine name of Yahweh, He who is, had been revealed to Moses, Jesus Christ, eternal High Priest, reveals to us the face of the Father, just as He said to the Apostle Philip, quote, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." In a similar way, it is Christ the Priest who reveals the mystery of the Blessed Trinity, and by His sacrifice prepares humanity to enter into the heart of the greatest of mysteries. It is His blood that opens the bridge to the Blessed Trinity. To the Apostle St. John, privileged adopted son of Mary, our resurrected Lord said in a mystical phrase that combines the divine name with the very reason for His priesthood, quote, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." He is born to Mary that we might all be born anew. All creation is remade by His priesthood. In this season of His victory, there is no longer hiding the glory of Jesus Christ. He, the conqueror of sin and death, is radiant and beautiful, the firstborn of a new creation. It is in many ways fitting then to celebrate the Annunciation as we do by divine providence after the feast of our Savior's Paschal victory. The light of the Paschal candle illuminates the true glories of the Annunciation, the glories of the Incarnation, the true glories of the Mother of our Lord and our Mother, because she is also the Mother of our High Priest and all priests. To the eyes of the world, her chambers at Nazareth may have been unremarkable when the archangel found our mother in prayer on that fateful day. But the eyes of our Paschal faith reveal the true radiant glory of this blessed moment. There were many mysteries that resounded in a symphony of grace when God the Son became the Son of Man by the power of the Holy Ghost and the fiat of the Immaculate Virgin Mary. Our Blessed Mother represents all of humanity at this sacred moment and responds in the name of all as our Mother and Queen. Her fiat is the yes that saves. Her love is the courage of true humility that shrinks not from the difficult or seemingly impossible, but rather relies on the strength of God alone. And because of that trust, it is the true humility to whom nothing is impossible. In our Queen's virginal womb, our Blessed Savior espouses our humanity in a union that lasts into eternity. However, just as fundamental as the marital mystery at the heart of the Incarnation is a detail as essential as it is often overlooked. Today is the anniversary of our Lord's priestly ordination. Other priests are consecrated by an external anointing, Blessed Columba Marmion reminds us. But he says the soul of Jesus Christ was not stamped with the ineffaceable priestly character, as was that of Catholic priests on the day of their ordination. Instead, the moment of the priestly consecration of Christ was the moment of his incarnation. At that moment, Christ was marked forever as the one eternal mediator between man and God. He was anointed with the oil of gladness." End quote. The eternal Word takes complete possession of the human nature that the Father presents to him with the loving consent of the Blessed Virgin Mary by her fiat. By the very assuming of this human nature by the second person of the Most Blessed Trinity, Christ's human nature is eternally consecrated as the bridge between humanity and divinity. In the same moment that God the Son becomes man, he becomes also the greatest priest and true pattern of all priests. He is indeed the bridge, the pontiff. Pontifex means bridge maker, from pontem and facere. The bridge that carries us to the heart of the Blessed Trinity is built with the wood of his blessed cross. The priesthood of Christ is unique because he is at once both priest and victim. Every priest he calls to himself will be called also to imitate the oblation of his own being and life. At the moment of the Annunciation, which we celebrate today, Jesus Christ receives his human nature from the Father with our Blessed Mother's loving cooperation, and he receives it with the mandate to bless, to sanctify, to consecrate all of humanity and return it to the glory of the Triune God. This high mission is only possible, per the divine decree, by the infinite sacrifice that the eternal High Priest is to offer of himself on the wood of the cross. St. Paul guides us beyond the veil of this mystery and reveals to us the inner thoughts of Jesus Christ at the very moment of Mary's fiat. Quote, "When Christ came into the world, he said to the Father, 'Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure.' Then I said, 'See, God, I have come to do your will, O God.' And the apostle continues, 'It is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.'" End quote. As Blessed Columba Marmion further explains, at this sacred moment of the Incarnation, the soul of our Lord, having the full use of reason already, is filled with unspeakable reverence. As both God and man, he beholds his Father and understands more than any man ever could how worthy of honor, glory, and above all love, the Godhead truly is. As both God and man, Jesus Christ, the eternal High Priest, also feels more acutely than any man the incomprehensible outrage done to the dignity of the Blessed Trinity by sin. Jesus looks on at the sacrifices of his ancestors and sees that they could never hope to satisfy the demands of justice, let alone the demands of love. It is therefore with the zeal for the love of his Heavenly Father that Christ assumes our human nature in the Virgin's womb. We will see him at every moment of his life impatient to accomplish that great priestly work that will repair the outrage done to his Father, reparation done by a sacrifice of perfect love. At the finding of the child Jesus in the temple, the divine child, a boy of merely 12 years old, tells his bewildered parents who have sorrowed searching for him, quote, "Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" Here he clearly alludes to the sacrifice he is impatient to accomplish. During his public ministry, he will cry out, "I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed." The Sacred Heart is always at the altar before the Father, and Jesus will not rest until his sacrifice is consummated, until the perfect love of the Father is possible for all of us. How sweet, therefore, for us now to contemplate the Annunciation after Easter, to contemplate his sacrifice complete after the sacred Triduum. As St. Paul eloquently explains to the Romans, we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. Resurrexi et aduc tecum sum. I have risen, and I am with you still. These words are the peaceful but forceful introit from Easter Sunday, and it represents the blessed peace won by our high priest. His divinity had never left the Father, but as long as his humanity had yet to satisfy for the outrages of sin, our humanity was not yet fit to adore the Father in spirit and truth, to adore the Father in the Holy Spirit. He has risen now, still with his Father in the Blessed Trinity, but now his humanity, our humanity with him, is ready to gaze upon the Father with perfect love, without any weakness. I am with you still. And so all of humanity may now enter into the mystery of the undying love between the three persons of the Holy Trinity, because the pierced priestly hands of Jesus' glorious risen body have obtained that grace for us. The second person of the Holy Trinity is now our pattern in all things, Savior not merely of our souls, but of every fiber of our being, of every thought, every plan, every work. From all eternity, he is the perfect reflection of the Father. To be the Son is simply to be for the Father. It is the grace of perfect self-denial, of perfect sonship in Christ. Our own perfect sanctification will consist in our own perfect imitation of this radical abandon that characterizes the mystery of the personality of God the Son. Again, to be the Son is to be nothing other than for the Father. There is nothing in Jesus that is for himself, but all for his Heavenly Father. That priestly love is possible now for us too, made possible by Easter, made possible by the cross. No heavenly help is lacking to us now. We now may consecrate every action of our day, every thought, word, and work to the Father, imitating the eternal sonship of Jesus Christ, all made possible by his priesthood, all made possible by the fiat of the Blessed Virgin Mary on this day of our Lord's incarnation and ordination. As we contemplate his victory, let us pray to that same Blessed Virgin Mary, that we may be mindful of our new dignity, elevated to the divine life of her Son, made a royal priesthood in his blood. It is imperative that we live of the life that was paid for so dearly. May we too be consumed by the ardent desire to live for God the Father in all things, even as Mary herself was. By her intercession, Mother of our High Priest and of all priests, may we obtain that great grace which our Blessed Lord asked for in that sacerdotal prayer the night of Holy Thursday. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these know that thou hast sent me. I have made them to know thy name, and I will make it known that the love which thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.